Shad and Carly.
This is really exciting. This is a bit of an exclusive. We don't have Megan or Harry. Unfortunately, they're currently tied up. But we have the second biggest love story.
Well, it was the second biggest marriage in the country, wasn't it?
Exactly
this year.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Tracy from Married at First Sight, newly single, is joining us now to
ready
explain
to mingle?
All the drama that has gone down. She's actually in studio in Cairns. She's here for Tony Robbins. But we're not here for that. We're here for the drama that has unfolded over the weekend. A bit of a backstory for listeners. Over the weekend, some text messages have been leaked to media outlets between Tracy and Dean. Why she was dating Sean, that she's now broken up with, saying that you were asking Dean to get back together. Apparently, these are from Dean's phone. There's so many questions I have. What's your
take? This is
take?
The biggest gossip thing you've ever been able to bring on the show.
What's your
happened.
Take?
I love the timing of this because a lot's happened this week, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's a big week for you. Well, first of all, are you okay? How are you feeling?
I'm glad that I'm going to a Tony Robbins seminar. It couldn't come at a better time because I really need it.
He better lift you right up there,
yeah,
girl.
No.
Better be on his shoulders.
I need an intervention.
So let's firstly address the breakup with Sean because you initiated that. What was the reasoning behind that?
Oh, look, it's hard when you live half your relationship in the public eye to start off with.
Yeah.
And, you know, Sean's a lovely guy. I don't have a bad word really to say about him, but FIFO's really hard.
Mm.
And we are on different pages. I signed up for Married at First Sight to get married. I want another child. I'm 35. I know exactly what I want.
Yeah.
Sean's on a different page and that's never going to change. You can't change a man. So I thought, well, it's better to call it now. I've given it my best shot.
Yeah.
And it's better to call it early than drag it on for another 6 months.
Fair enough. Let's talk about these text messages that got leaked from Dean's phone. I smell a rat here. Who do you think leaked the text messages?
Oh, don't you just hate drunken texts? They just bite you back in the bum
so
every
legit
time.
So you genuinely,
while you were with Sean, you were texting Dean to get back together.
Yes, but the time was wrong. Those texts were actually sent in December in the early stages of me and Sean's relationship.
Right.
It wasn't this year, but yes, I did send those texts.
Oh, girl.
I know we all have moments of weakness.
We do.
Now, I'm not perfect.
How are you feeling now about Dean? Like, are you still having those feelings like you want to get back with him?
No, that's all media hype. Look, me and Dean, you know, I do have a soft spot for Dean. We went through a lot together, but we're not right for each other. So we're good friends. And I know for a fact he wouldn't have leaked those texts.
You don't think so? But
no,
they're from his phone.
I know, but you know what? He's, you know, he's a ladies man. He's around girls. I'm thinking it's some media, you know, type of girl that leaked them from his phone. I think someone got into his phone.
Can I ask you about what's the guy's name that's doing comedy now? What's his name?
Ryan.
Oh, Ryan.
Ryan, yeah. How do you feel about his stand-up tour of Married at First Sight?
I can't
stories?
Wait to see it when he comes.
You're
going to
go?
Yeah,
there
I'm
going to
go in Perth. I think good on him. Let's all take the piss out of each other. I'm all for it.
Yeah, well, maybe you should start
Speaking
one as well.
Speaking of taking the piss, what about Davina? What do we think about her? Have you had any contact with her at all?
I've had zero contact up until like when it first aired and she got so much slack. I did reach out to her to say, are you okay?
Yeah.
Because no one deserves that much bullying.
No, exactly.
And she responded, yes, I'm fine. And that's really it.
Yeah.
She's not someone that I'd ever be friends with, but I wish her all the best.
I want to talk about bullying because I actually on this show defended you because you unfortunately had a lot of online bullying when it come to your, I don't even think it's that unconventional, but your parenting arrangement with your ex. That must have really hurt at the time.
It did. I mean, you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Thanks,
like if I put my daughter all over social media, I would have been slammed for that. Because I didn't, I was slammed either way.
Yeah.
And because people don't know your unique situation, because mine is unconventional, I was totally judged for
How much does she know about your journey?
Oh, she thinks it's hilarious.
Yeah, that's good.
You know, she just laughs. She'd, you know, people yell out my name and things, and she yells out my name because she thinks it's so funny. So
now,
she's cute. She's
we're covering
cute.
All the bases here because I think I've been following your story on social media, so I've had a million
obsessed
questions
is
for
not
you.
The, when we got the email obsessed. Saying you were coming to town, I was like, yes.
I was like, I knew we'd be besties. Plastic surgery. Yeah. I did see you on the Today Show the other day talking about, you're standing right next to me and you look gorgeous.
Oh,
you're glowing.
You. It's the Cairns weather.
But you actually had all your plastic surgery dissolved. How does that work?
I did. Well, I had no idea you could do this. And watching back on the show, I was like, oh my goodness. You know, I wasn't happy with how much I had done before the show.
Did you do it before the show?
I've always had a little bit done, but I went overboard before the show.
Yeah,
people
right.
People are like, when you're on TV, why not get some done?
Well, so it looks like Davina did as well, to be honest.
Oh, she was over the top. But how much did you get done? Like, what did you get done?
So, yeah, I got a few mils in my cheeks, under eye filler and lips.
Under eye filler sounds painful.
Oh, it was. It was more painful to get it removed, but than actually
but
put
it's
in.
So funny because you look gorgeous right now without it.
You.
Do you feel
I'm
better
so
without
much
it?
Happy. You should never get anything done for television.
Yeah, yeah.
I got Botox good, the other day though, and I like it.
For radio, which is really weird because no one sees a face. So I appreciate
it's just
it.
For
I appreciate you doing
just
it for me. Seeing as no one sees every morning. But that's like I feel like that's a good message to kind of be putting out there because we are the stats actually only the other week I saw a story that said per capita there's more Australians getting those kind of plastic surgery done than the US.
Yeah, but I'm not adverse to it. I just think if you're going to get it done for you, not because of someone else or pressure.
That's a good message. Yeah.
Well, you're here for Tony Robbins' big event. I'm intrigued by Tony Robbins because I watched his Netflix doco.
Oh, I'm not your guru.
All I saw was a man who would intimidate people into living a good life. Yeah. Is that essentially what it is? Live your life now! Yeah. Okay, I will. Sorry.
Yeah. It's like Stockholm Syndrome for 6 days. It's like, I'll do whatever you want, Tony.
But let's talk about, he's actually come under fire recently for his situation when he was talking about Me Too and attacking that campaign. It must be hard when you idolise someone. And no one's perfect. We all make mistakes.
Yeah.
But it must be hard. Did that change your opinion of him a little bit, seeing that footage? Because it was hard to watch, especially as I consider myself a feminist. It's hard to watch.
Oh, I think everything's controversial. Do you know what I mean? And I think you just have to be true to your opinions. And I respect Tony, whether I agree with everything he does or not. Yep. I respect him for at least taking a stand and having an opinion.
You've been to a few of his
I have.
Seminars.
I've been going since 2004. So I'm fanning on Tony big time.
There you go. Yeah. So like massive advocate for what he does.
And I mean, Dean had a massive problem with it on the show. Like,
oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. Like, if you remember on the honeymoon, it was like a big thing of him having doubts about me because I love my self-development.
Wow. Yeah, right.
So, when you come off the show, a lot changes for your life. You're thrown into the media. You're in the media rounds. But what is normal life going to look like for you? Are you going to get a 9-to-5? Are you going to continue with your self-development?
Are people rocking up saying, we've got, teeth whitening products. Yeah, we need to push on Instagram.
Can you genuinely make money off reality TV, off those things? Can you make that into a career?
I think, you know, you have to seize the opportunities. The opportunities are there, like open doors. But I think it's up to you to actually take action on it. So for me, because I was a writer before, I'm going to continue writing. It's just on a different platform now. And I'm really grateful for that.
Amazing.
It's like everything's a little bit more amplified.
Yeah, but, well, there's more interest there,
exactly,
I guess. Yeah.
Exactly. So I'm taking it with both hands. But I'm going back to what I was doing before the show, which was writing books and marketing.
Oh,
so,
awesome.
Two last questions from me for you. First off, do you regret going on the show at all?
Well, right now, after two failed relationships, maybe a little bit. I'm a little bit bitter.
And my next one is, do you think, like I do, that the experts are full of shit?
Oh, well, again, after two failed relationships.
Would you, Tracy, though, have another crack at reality TV? There's so many dating shows out there.
I'm a celeb, will be asking,
no.
I reckon.
Oh,
they'll be knocking on the door.
I reckon.
You really would never do any reality TV again.
They haven't hit you up for Bachelorette season 50?
No, I think I've done my dash. maybe ask me in 6 months' time once like
if
I recover.
If we see you on Love Island, I'm going to be furious.
I better start getting in the gym then.
What about The Bachelorette? Would you be The Bachelorette? Seriously, would you be The Bachelorette?
You know, when I looked at it, I'm more a one-to-one kind of girl. I don't do well in confrontation and group situations. Yeah. So I just don't think I could handle it.
Oh.
All right. Fair enough. Well, thank you so much for taking time out to catch up with
us. Thanks for having me.
Enjoy the Tony Robbins seminar. Don't worry, we'll be hearing it across Cairns knowing his voice. So.
Yeah, you will.
But thank you very much, Tracy.
Thanks for having me, guys.